It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nicki Minaj shaded Cardi B hard. She was talking about being compared to other female rappers.
Having a big push from a label does not make you great. And to me, doesn't mean that you're my competition or you're not my competition.
She went on to say that every 2 years people tell her that she's competition, but it's never true. Cardi B responded by tweeting, "I'm sick and tired of people trying to discredit me. I will not let anybody try to play me or make me feel like I didn't earn my blanking success. You can't buy what you see on this post, and that's fact." Looks like Cardi B, by the way, will be opening this year's MTV Video Music Awards 1 month after she pulled out of Bruno Mars' 24 Karat Magic World Tour. Ooh, Nicki's going to be there, so maybe there will be some epic beef. Like, remember the Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj? Remember that?
I want to see them go after each other in song.
I would love to see some juicy beef. We need some of that at the Video Music Awards. We never have that anymore.
Maybe Cardi B will use culture and just throw the baby at Nicki.
I need a what's good moment, okay? Travis Scott's going to be there. Post Malone, Logic, Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, and J-Lo. They're all performing. Cardi leads the way, by the way, with the most nominations this year with 10. The VMAs air on Monday at 9 Eastern on MTV. Looks like Kris Jenner still loves Kanye West, even if he does fantasize about getting with her daughters, despite being married to her daughter, Kim. Kris was recently asked about her thoughts on Kanye's new track, where he revealed that he wants to smash all four of his sisters-in-law. And Kris seemed to find it all kind of funny and said that she's got nothing but love for Ye.
I can see where he's coming from, because they're not identical, but they do look similar. Like, if you're attracted to one, you could be attracted to the other ones.
Right. Ariana Grande was on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden, and she had him carry her into a Starbucks, since they've, you know, they were kind of making fun of, like, tabloid stories that always say that she's a diva and has to be carried everywhere.
Here we go.
Hello, I'm Ariana Grande. I must be carried.
What are we after, Ariana? What do you want to eat?
Can I please have a soy latte?
What size would you like?
Oh, I'm going to get a grande.
Hey! Hey!
Get them every time.
Thank you.
Did you know I demand to be carried everywhere?
This is just, these are all
That is the kind of pop star I am.
Okay, hang on. You got it?
If you see me anywhere, it's because I didn't walk there myself, I promise.
There we go.
Bye.
He also asked her to do a Celine Dion impression because she's so good at it, and I just love this.
So if I said, okay, give me a, what's a Celine Dion run? What's that?
Thank you.
Hang on, wait, we're doing the floor. Yeah. Right, go on, okay, go.
I wanted to take a moment tonight. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for giving us a chance to perform for you. What a treat. Thank you. I finished crying in the instant that you left. Then I can't remember when I went or how.
Definitely a diva, but gosh, she's so talented.
She's so talented. I just love her talent, not her so much. And Simon Cowell thinks One Direction's legacy is too big for them not to get back together at some point.
Well, that's a good question. Louis's working with me on a show at the moment in the UK. I just think the legacy is too big not to go back to at one point. Plus, they have enough songs. I didn't realize how many hits they'd had. That when they do get back together, it will be a huge event. But look, they're all doing their own thing. They're all being successful. But I have a feeling it will happen. I really do.
Good news for Directioners.